Temperature readings are going up, and we're seeing more bears and families of bears showing up in the Foothill communities looking for shelter and backyard pools. Andrew Hewen is with the Department of Fish and Game and joined us now live. Andrew, some people are saying, you know, you capture the bears and you take them back out in the woods dozens of miles, in some cases even more than that, and yet they come on back. So what should we do?
Right. There's generally, the Department of Fish and Game doesn't relocate bears for that exact reason. The Glendale bear is a little bit of an exception, and we did take him back about 35 miles or so, and it took him 17 days to get back.
That's, well, pretty good for a bear. Maybe he just likes the, you know, the community.
Well, it's the food source. He bears have a very sensitive smell. They remember smells the way we remember pictures in our minds, and so he tromped his way right back there.
Is that, what I hear you saying is that's the exception, not the rule.
That's exactly right. We don't relocate bears an exception because of this exact reason.
So what's the status of this particular bear right now?
Well, he's been pretty quiet. We had some initial reports that he was back up there in La Crescenta, Montrose, but we got nothing in concrete.
All right. So, by the way, may I just say something on behalf of the bears? You know, they were here first anyway. You know, we kind of moved into their backyard.
We absolutely did. You're right.
And maybe they're just trying to reclaim their territory.
Yep, they are. But, you know, since we've moved and, you know, everybody north of the 210 there just continues to inch just a tiny bit farther into the Angeles National Forest we try to take care of the bears, but public safety is the most important thing.
Well, and clearly there is that, but also clearly there is, you know, the safety of the bears. I mean, they are wild animals and, you know, they're part of our culture, you know, the culture of California, if you think about it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, which is why we try to encourage people who live on the edge of those forests to do everything they can to keep the bears out of trouble. And as I've said numerous, it's not a bear problem; it's a people problem.
Yeah.
So if they keep their trash put away, I know it's a lot of trouble, and I know it's a lot of effort, but that's what's going to save the bears.
Bottom line is, don't try to get too friendly with the bears, even though they look cuddly, because you know they're not.
They're a wild animal, so don't. Ever try to do that.
All right, Andrew, appreciate your time this morning as always.
No problem.
Andrew Hewen there with the Department of Fish and Game. We're tracking bears.